come. It's here right now. It's new Rinso. It's amazing, and here's why. New Rinso contains Solium. S-O-L-I-U-M. Solium, the marvelous sunlight ingredient. New Rinso with Solium was developed in the world-famous laboratories of Lever Brothers Company. New Rinso with Solium washes white clothes whiter than new. I repeat that. White clothes come out whiter than brand new. And furthermore, new Rinso with Solium makes washable colors look brighter than new. And I repeat that. Washable colors look even brighter than brand new. No other soap in the world can make these claims because no other soap contains Solium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Don't delay. Get it right away. New Rinso with Solium.
Hello, this is Alan Prescott. What are you doing tonight? Well, you could spend your time thinking about going on a diet. As long as you only think about it, it's all right. Don't do what I did. I went on a diet on Monday, and here it is Wednesday, and I've lost every close friend I ever had and very little poundage. My life is surrounded with grapefruit and black coffee. Well, anyway, before we get into our records and transcribe commercials, leave me toss a few happier suggestions your way. In the music department, we have Hilda Summers, a pianist who's ready and willing to run up and down her scales at 8:30 at Carnegie Hall tonight if you want to go. If you'd rather go to the movies, Green Dolphin Street with Lana Turner and Van Heflin open today at the Criterion Theater. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. If you'll admit to being over 29 and a half, and I bet you will, here's an item that'll bring tears to your eyes. Rudolph Valentino is back on the screen. Valentino's picture, The Son of the Sheik, is playing at the old Knickerbocker Music Hall on 2nd Avenue at 54th Street. They tell me that they've put a special musical soundtrack with it, and you can supply your own flapper or finale hopper sounds because that's what you were the first time you saw it. By the way, speaking of sounds of adoration, I've noticed in a certain midtown street that there's a gathering of little girls in the front of a building. They're there at noontime, and they're still there when I come over to the studio, and they're still there when I go back. Last night, I asked the doorman across the street what they were doing there, and with a curl of his lip, he told me that Frank Sinatra lived in that building and that those youngsters just waited all day and most of the night to get a glimpse of him. You know, I think that's sad. I think it's sad for the youngsters and it must drive Sinatra slowly crazy. Oh, that was not among my suggestions for you to do tonight. In fact, the rest of my suggestions are for tomorrow. There's an auction at the Park Bonaire Galleries of Egyptian prehistoric and dynastic art, in case you want some for your antimacassar, at 2 p.m. And at 1 o'clock, you girls can run over to the Plaza Terrace room and pay for lunch and look at a lot of new hats. Boo. Right now, however, here's a suggestion for the moment.
Al Jolson, the famous singing star, says, Schaefer is the finest beer I ever tasted. Al Jolson is just one of the many folks everywhere who say that Schaefer beer is
the finest beer I ever tasted.
And we say it's
the finest beer we ever brewed.
In Hartford, Bridgeport, and New Britain, this finest Schaefer is what they're getting.
Unc'sville, Crestwood, Tuckahoe.
Schaefer is the beer to know.
It's that finer taste by heck that sold us in the Marinette.
The folks up in Schenectady say Schaefer is the beer for me.
On the level, folks, every day, everywhere, more people are saying the Schaefer beer we are brewing is the finest beer they ever tasted. But don't take my word for it. Try a glass of Schaefer and see for yourself. Compare it to any other beer, domestic or imported. But just try it.
Finest beer I ever tasted. Finest beer we ever brewed.
That's Schaefer. Try it.
If you enjoyed that, it was sweetheart. Have you any idea what week this is? Well, it's National Letter Writing Week, so help me. If you write one letter a year, I suppose this is the week to do it. I don't know why we have to have a National Letter Writing Week, in that most people seem frantic about writing letters any week in the year. But anyway, I thought you ought to know that that's what this week is. You know, I'll be glad to write anybody a letter. In fact, I bet I have, and I'll be glad to do all the things designated by various groups if they'll only leave me one day which doesn't have to be celebrated. Do you feel that way? We have National Laugh Week, Donut Week, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and so help me, Miss Catherine Smith has recently demanded that we dedicate a day to Grandmother. I wonder when we'll have Standing on Your Head Day, or Standing on Your Head Early in the Morning and Sitting Down All Afternoon Day. How long can it go on, do you suppose? Conversation about engagements will run like this.
Hello, Minnie. I'd like to see you on Wednesday.
Minnie will say,
can't Wednesday. It's pretzel day, and I'm looking for a new angle. Thursday? No, that's bird day. I'm taking a whistling lesson. Friday?
Well, you see what I mean. If this day and week business keeps up, I'm going to start a campaign for a Just For Me Week, when none of us have to do anything or celebrate anybody, just because somebody has an axe to grind. I didn't mean to get that.
Wish I were back again with all those sweet and simple folks I call my kin. In Kokomo, Indiana, well, as it is in Pop, hi, Mom, you always have the cutest grin. In Kokomo, Indiana, just look at Rover wag his tail, God, he remembers me. And get a load of Sister Gray. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabash full bow you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon! For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
Wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin. In Kokomo, Indiana, well, if it isn't poppin',
hiya, Mom,
you always had the cutest grin. In Kokomo, Indiana, just look it over, wag his tail, God, he remembers me. And look, get a load of Sister Gray. You can't see the
back
before the jam on her face.
How would you like to go and see that old Wabash full bow you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier moon?
My, my, what a moon!
For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana. Indiana.
It seems a little silly to tell you that that was that boy who sings so well. You know, Mr. Crosby. He's going to be on the air tonight at 10 o'clock, so I kind of sneaked that one in so that you'd be reminded. 10 o'clock, and he has a favorite girl of mine on the air with him tonight, too, Donna Shore. Mr. Crosby at 10 p.m. Not to switch too fast, but are you colorblind? I know it's none of my business, but in the Navy they told me that I was red and green blind. Of course, I knew that that was silly because they tested you with a Japanese color chart, and I'm sure that my red and green blindness was just another plot on the part of the Japanese. Anyway, the reason I mention this at the moment is that I've been reading a book by Louis Cheskin, C-H-E-S-K-I-N, and it's called Colors, What They Can Do For You. Do you know what colors can do for you? Well, they affect your appetite, your disposition, and even who you marry. whom you marry, well, one way or the other. In fact, there's a definite established fact that black horses have been found to be affected by heat more than horses of any other color. The white horse suffers from heat least of all. You see, black absorbs heat and white reflects it. Color preference tests have demonstrated that reds, violets, blues are liked much better than oranges, yellows, and greens. Among men, blue is the first choice. That was a surprise to me. And the girl's favorite color is red. I thought it was the other way around, didn't you? Mr. Cheskin demonstrates in his book how color affects the work you're able to do in a certain room, the pleasure you take in living in another room, how it affects your health and disposition. He shows how important color is in merchandising, you know, how they make the packages, and how you can actually mark the difference between success and failure with color. I should think housewives and businessmen would be tremendously interested in this book. Of course, I was interested particularly and found out that it's already changed my life. You see, last Tuesday, I had a singular lack of success socially. I thought I was charming. I spent a great deal of money. I even told a story that was rather witty. Well, fairly witty, but I was not a success. Know why? Necktie wrong color. Oh, just a second. I want you to listen to this.
Everybody needs a holiday. So come along with the November issue of Holiday Magazine to the Old Line State of Maryland. See all of its attractions, from the stately mansions of the Eastern Shore to the bustling highlands of the Cumberland Gap. Visit aristocratic Baltimore, a city which trades with Yankee shrewdness but lives with Southern grace. See the capital city of Annapolis, the Athens of America, a quaint village whose quiet streets are still lined with picturesque 18th century homes. Enjoy the colorful, pulse-quickening spectacle that is the United States Naval Academy, imposing home of brave traditions and 2,400 precision-drilled midshipmen. See every nook and cranny of beautiful Maryland in the latest Holiday Magazine. 38 lively pages, 120 eye-filling photographs, many in breathtaking full color. Enjoy it along with the many other exciting features in the November issue of Holiday Magazine, now on your newsstand. Get... your coffee today. And remember, everybody needs a holiday.
That, of course, was Dancing in the Dark. I've just been sitting here trying to think of what show it was from, and I can't remember. I remember Tamar Jeva danced it, and a man named Barker sang it, but I can't think of the name of the tune. Of course, I was so tiny at the time. Mother took me in, and I was so frightened of the dark. It was Bandwagon. Bandwagon with Fred and Adele Astaire. Yes, indeed. Oh, do you have dinner at home every night? Well, if you don't, I bet you go through the same thing I do. The little game of where will we eat? More friends have been lost that way. If that's the case, I'll try and suggest a few places every now and then so that you and your dinner companions won't hate each other before the first mouthful. For instance, tonight I've thought of this. Have you tried the Town Penguin? Penguin, as in Arctic or Antarctic. Well, it's a 2 East 86th Street. 2 East 86th Street. And they're doing everything by the way, to cooperate with the President's conservation program at that restaurant. They've introduced an entree called the Citizen's Food Special. Of course, you don't have to eat that. There are a lot of other things, and I've always found the food that's good. They used to be downtown further. Now, if you're around 51st Street, I have one for you, too. Do you like fish? Oh, I'll tell you about a wonderful fish dish. I fixed it myself the other night before I went on this miserable diet. Well, anyway, the Chateau Richelieu, I can only pronounce pearls myself, is at 37 East 51st Street, and it does a happy thing about fish. They have wonderful things like Oysters Casino and Frog's Legs Provençal and Pompano and that kind of thing. Those are suggestions for dining tonight, and here's another after-dinner suggestion.
When other smokes have lost their zest, Cools keep right on tasting best. Quick, from hot to
cool cigarettes. When your mouth feels hot and dry from smoking too many ordinary cigarettes, that's the time to light up a Cool. Cool's specially blended, finer tobaccos bring back long-lost smoking pleasure. And no matter how many Cools you smoke, you'll always enjoy their cool, refreshing flavor. Switch from hot to cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
In winter, summer, spring, or fall, Cool keep tasting best of all. Switch from hot to
cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke.
Cool.
Smoke.
Cool.
Smoke.
Cool.
Thank you.
there was another show tune deep in my heart. Oh, a minute ago when I talked about the Cafe Richelieu, I hope you didn't run over there because it's on West 51st Street, not East. West 51st Street. I made a mistake and said East. Not to frighten you too much, but do you know that the video telephone has been invented? I saw a picture of it in Mechanics Illustrated, a magazine. It was invented by a Russian by the name of Zakharov. What'll they think of next? And now you sit down and you look at the person that you're telephoning. Well, that's really the end, isn't it? When I think of my condition on most occasions when I answer my own phone, a lot of people are going to be awfully surprised. The only advantage I can see of this whole thing is that you can wink at a friend to deny whatever you're telling him when you're telling it in front of other people. Miserable for husbands and wives, isn't it? And of course, it'll ruin all those wonderful dialects that I've practiced when I have to answer the phone and want to pretend it isn't me. Once again, if there's a baby crying in the studio, let me know. Did you hear that sound? Well, anyway, once again, I find I'm talking too much, so let's pause to consider.
It's a DC-6.
It's a Douglas.
It's a flagship.
It's American.
It's the best. Now more than ever, American Airlines leads the way. In the USA, American has carried the greatest number of passengers, flown more passenger miles, makes more daily scheduled flights, has more aircraft in service. American leads in engineering research and personnel training. American, first with regular air freight service. And abroad, American has the experience of over 15,000 transatlantic crossings, plus regular flights to Mexico and Canada. In experience, in service, in the air, American Airlines leads the way.
Travel American Airlines to Mexico. It's only overnight by the new luxurious DC-6 flagship. Time-saving and comfortable and convenient. For reservations, call American Airlines, Illinois 8-4200, or your travel agent.
Thank you.
That was Falling in Love with You Know Who. This brings us nose to microphone facing the Did You Know department. Did you know that there's a butcher shop in New York where they have a special cold room to refrigerate food for dogs, not their noses? And did you know that white-walled schoolrooms have caused many a boy or girl to stay away from school? So is fishing. And did you know that there's good listening on WJZ tonight? Lionel Barrymore offers the mayor of the town. There's Vox Pop, Abbott and Costello, that grand new comic Jack Parr, and Mr. Crosby, whom I mentioned before, with Donna Shore, and then Mr. Morgan. Did you know that our commercials are transcribed and our music recorded? This is Alan Prescott. Have fun tonight.
WJZ, the American Broadcasting Company, New York's first station.